Chip, 36th annual event is underway. What do you think?
Oh, it's a great day. The Lord's blessed us with beautiful weather today. It's a nice, cool breeze, and just a great day at the Sunbelt Expo.
You know, we had a chance to already see a couple of the ribbon cuttings, a couple of the big events. Florida, the Spotlight State, the latest one.
Florida's done a great job of showcasing the bountiful and abundance of Florida agriculture to the world that comes to Expo with their Viva 500 display. Florida agriculture then and now, historical perspective all the way back from when Ponce de Leon founded Florida 500 years ago.
And ribbon cutting at the main building. Tell us about that.
We had an opening ceremony at the main building today. We honored all of our 4-H and FFA officers and the honeybee queen that was here this year. Just a great time to open the expo and shine the spotlight on the future, who are our youth that were there with us.
Government shutdown did affect you a little bit this year, didn't it?
Government shutdown has affected, you know, who was going to work when, but luckily we got all that worked out. You know, we've got some booths that are not being manned because of the government shutdown, and I just think that's too bad.
If you can't be here today, you've got two more big days
coming. Oh, yes. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, gates open at 8:30 daily, close at 5 o'clock on Tuesday and Wednesday, and 4 o'clock on Thursday. $10 a day to get in. If you come on Tuesday, you can get a 3-day pass for $20. And children under 10 are admitted free with an adult.